Surely judgment is coming for this world. It certainly appears like the great earth-destroying battle of Armageddon is very, very close. Prior to the colossal battle of light versus darkness, the 7 years of the Great Tribulation occurs, when God's wrath rains down upon the entire globe. Terrible things are spoken of and are coming. Wars, famines, earthquakes, waves raging, hearts failing for fear. Fear, all mountains falling down flat, islands disappearing, stars falling from the heaven, the earth being knocked off course, every wall collapsing. Pestilence, disease, the sun scorching the earth, waters changing to blood, few men left alive, and more. Our world and its people have been weighed in the balances and found woefully wanting. Judgment approaches, and there is only one way of escape, the cross of Jesus Christ. This place of escape is the invisible kingdom of God and is only accessed by the born-again experience. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Have you been born again? Or have you confessed Christ in the past and left off seeking him? Truly, it is time to turn from your sin and embrace the King of Glory. It's time to separate yourself from the world's population. This world's hopeless condition can be swallowed up by Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Move now. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of the supernatural God. Now for today's subject. God said, Joel 2:30-31, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. God said, Exodus 23:10-11, and 6 days thou shalt sow thy land and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat. And what they leave the beast of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive garden. God said, Matthew 24:29-35, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Man said, these doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end of the world, and certainly no judgment day. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 751. Where God's word is always true and righteous altogether. May God's face shine upon you and your family with light and truth. Amos 5:18-20. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. And if a man did flee from a lion, and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? The terrible, ominous times that are approaching will in fact be great and glorious times for the redeemed, but only if we keep our eyes on Christ and only if we replace fear with faith. Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for our good, and that means all things. This United States that was founded upon the cross of Christ has cast off its salvation, and the wages of sin are being extracted from its people and its land. The level of wickedness is accelerating rapidly. Consider a few points. God has been thrown out of our schools. The Bible has been replaced with evolution. God's word has been ejected from the public forum. God has been banned from the workplace. Alcohol, drugs, and excesses fill the land. Nearly 60 million American children have been aborted. Fornication is glorified and promoted. Homosexuality, which the Bible classifies as an abomination, Leviticus chapter 20, is honored by the government, and gay marriage has been legalized in all 50 of the United States of America. In the political arena, the U.S. is separating from Israel and even funding her enemies, and America is pushing Israel to give up land for peace. These are perilous times. 2 Timothy 3:1 through 5, and then verse 13. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. These surely are perilous times, and evil men are waxing worse and worse. This feature is another in the 21 Signs of Doomsday series. The Word clearly prophesies of doomsday. The Word of God does not tell of a precise time, but does give multiple signs and directs us to watch. Several months ago, God Said, Man Said published the feature 21 Signs of Doomsday, Update 29, Four Blood Moons. As quoted above, God gives two particular heavenly signs, of impending judgment. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood. The principle of the four blood moons was popularized by the media when they came across the book written by Pastor John Hagee titled, Four Blood Moons, Something is About to Change. It's true that solar eclipses and blood moons have happened in the past, but this time things are very different. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature referenced above. God Said, Man Said, in its 21 Signs of Doomsday series, has cataloged a host of last day signs that are flashing red. At the end of this feature, click on to the supplied link and the entire series will appear for your perusal. The CBS headline on April 4, 2014 reads, Blood Moons, Lunar Eclipse Visible April 14 through 15, Beginning Rare Series of Total Eclipses. A few excerpts follow. The eclipse is a rare celestial phenomenon easily observed with the naked eye, and as such, it can be quite moving. Biblical prophecies talk of the sky turning dark, usually a solar eclipse, or of the moon turning to red, usually a lunar eclipse. The red color is created when sunlight is filtered around Earth's atmosphere and hits the moon. In the next few years, a series of eclipses every 2 years may be interpreted by some Christians as fulfillment of an end times prophecy, a phenomenon called a lunar tetrard, where there are four successive total lunar eclipses with no partial eclipse in between. The next are October 8, 2014, and April 14, and September 28 of next year. Tetrards are not unusual. There will have been eight of them in this century, but author John Hagee finds deeper meaning. In his book, listing for Four Blood Moons on Amazon.com, he writes, It is rare that scripture, science, and history align with each other, yet the last three series of blood moons have done exactly that. End of quote. Several paragraphs from John Hagee's 257-page book, Four Blood Moons, Something is About to Change, follow. The first paragraph refers to the blood moons that occur in 2014 and 2015. There will be a fourth series of four blood moons in the near future. NASA has stated that this will be the last appearance of a tetrard in this century. What historical event will take place during this occurrence that is significant to Israel and the Jewish people? Most importantly, what is God saying to mankind? The next time the four blood moons begin to appear will be in April of 2014. NASA has predicted that the tetrard will begin in April 2014 and end in September 2015. It will occur in the following sequence. Number 1, Passover, April 15, 2014. Number 2, Feast of the Tabernacles, October 8, 2014. Number 3, Passover, April 4, 2015. Number 4, Feast of the Tabernacles, September 28, 2015. After the appearance of the second blood moon and before the third blood moon, there will be a total solar eclipse on March 20, 2015. End of quote. Mr. Hagee continues concerning the Jewish Shemitah year, which occurs every 7 years, with the last occurring in 2008, Leviticus 25, 2-4. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow, six years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the 7th year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. Hagee writes, add 7 years to 2008, and you have the year 2015, in which you also find the last four blood moons of 2014 and 15. Remember, God does everything at a set time. We know that only 3 tetrards have occurred in the last 500 years that are significant in Israel and also fall on Jewish feast. We also know that these are the only tetrards that have had a solar eclipse somewhere within the series. The coming tetrard in 2014 to 2015 will also contain a total solar eclipse within its series. But what is different between the previous 3 tetrards significant to Israel and the coming tetrard? Unlike the others, this series of 4 blood moons contains a Shemitah year beginning September 25, 2014 and concluding on September 13, 2015. Astoundingly, the Shemitah year will begin on the first day of the Jewish New Year, Feast of Tabernacles of 2014, and conclude on the following celebration of the Jewish New Year, Feast of Trumpets, in 2015. Follow this phenomenon. The occurrence of a lunar eclipse is common. The occurrence of a total lunar eclipse is less common. The occurrence of a tetrard, or 4 consecutive blood moons, total lunar eclipses, is rare. The occurrence of a tetrard with a total solar eclipse within its series is very rare. A tetrard with a total solar eclipse that is significant to Israel's history and the Jewish feast is very, very rare. The occurrence of a tetrard with a total solar eclipse historically significant to Israel and Jewish feast that includes a Shemitah year within its series is very, very, very rare. But a tetrard with a total solar eclipse, historically significant to Israel and falling on the Jewish feast with a Shemitah year that corresponds with the Feast of Trumpets, the Jewish New Year within it, and its series is astronomically rare. These occurrences are not coincidental. This is the hand of God orchestrating the signs in the heavens. The final 4 blood moons are signaling that something big is coming, something that will change the world forever. But the biggest question is, are we watching and listening? End of quotes. God Said, Man Said has published several powerful features concerning God's commandment to man to give the land its Sabbath. We quoted from Exodus 23, 10 and 11. Giving the land its Sabbath is known among the Jewish people as the Hebrew word Shemitah. The results of man's disobedience to this commandment has been devastating to society, and the truth of it is borne out every day on our supper plates. Galatians 6, 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Something big is about to happen. The following paragraphs are from a feature written by Rivka Lampert Adler, June 23, 2015, on BreakingIsraelNews.com, the headline reads, When Shemitah, Blood Moons, and the Messiah Meet. Jewish, Christian, and secular writers are all focusing their attention on the coming September. Those whose eyes and ears are open understand that the time is pregnant with possibilities for a dramatic end-of-day scenario. The end of the current Shemitah cycle, the final blood moon of the current series, and worldwide economic instability are all set to converge in the coming months. September 13, 2015, is the last day of the current seven-year agriculture cycle in Israel known as Shemitah. As Rabbi Lazer Brody points out in a recent article, the U.S. economy has suffered from a collapse or crash at the end of at least the past seven Shemitah cycles. For example, at the end of the previous Shemitah cycle in 2008, the subprime mortgage crisis in the U.S. caused major financial markets to lose nearly a third of their value. At the close of the Shemitah cycle before that, the terror attacks of September 11th of 2001 completely shut down Wall Street for a week. When the New York Stock Exchange reopened on September 17, 2001, the market fell 684 points in one day. At the end of the first week of trading following September 1, approximately $1.4 million in value was lost. The fact that the American economy has nosedived at the termination of the Shemitah year is more than an established pattern. Brody asserts, "We will see it again this coming September," he questions. The last day of the current Shemitah year falls on a Sunday when the U.S. stock market is closed. Nevertheless, based on previous Shemitah cycles, a stock market crash could happen in the weeks just before or after September 13. Making the case that the end of the current Shemitah cycle in September 2015 is likely to have adverse effects on the world economy, especially in the United States, leads to an important question. How does this connect to the blood moons? The final blood moon of the current lunar tetrard, when four blood moons in a row occur 6 months apart, is set for September 28, 2015, very soon after the end of the Shemitah year on September 13. This date corresponds with the Jewish holiday of Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles. Unlike the previous three, the fourth blood moon is expected to be visible in Jerusalem. Recent lunar tetrards have coincided with events of tremendous historical significance for Israel. Four blood moons followed the reestablishment of the State of Israel in 1948. In 1967, there was a blood moon before the Six-Day War when the divided city of Jerusalem was reunited and three following. Said another way, during the blood moon tetrard of 1948, the land of Israel was restored to the Jewish people. During the blood moon tetrard of 1967, the reunited city of Jerusalem was restored to the Jewish people. During the blood moon tetrard of 2015, will Israel regain dominion over the Temple Mount and be able to restore God's presence there after 2,000 years? One indication that the Temple might soon revert to Jewish hands is found in the story, Breaking Israel News, reported on June 15, 2015. Billions of dollars worth of gold exists in the mountains near Eilat. Its excavators, Temple Mount activist Rabbi Yehuda Glick and his partner, Yehoshua Friedman, plan to mine the gold and use it towards the rebuilding of the Third Temple. End of quotes. Author of The Harbinger, Jonathan Kahn, in his book The Mystery of the Shemitah, frames the Shemitah in a very sobering and historical financial setting. Jonathan Kahn shows the history of the financial crisis and its correlation with the Shemitah year. Several points follow. Event: the financial depression of 1901 to 1903. Shemitah year, September 1902 to September 1903. 46% of the stock market wiped out. Event: the stock market crash of 1916 and 1917. Shemitah year, November 1916 to December 1917. 40% of the stock market was wiped out. Event: the Great Depression, 1930 to 1932. Shemitah year, late 1930 to late 1931. Within 6 months of the 1929 stock market collapse, the stock market recovered. In 1930, another downturn began involving the collapse of global trade, but the market stabilized. In April 1931, a downturn began that brought the entire globe into the Great Depression. By July 1932, 86% of the stock market was wiped out. The stock market took until 1954 to recover. Event: the recession of the Great Depression, 1937 to 1938. Shemitah year, September 1937 to September 1938. Shemitah year began September 6th, 1937. September 7th, 1937. Wall Street collapsed. U.S. manufacturing employment dropped 25%. Industrial output fell 33%. Stock market dropped by 50%. Profits dropped 75%. Event: currency and oil crisis, 1973. Schmiede year, late 1972 to 1973. 45% of the stock market wiped out. Event: dot-com crash and 9/11, 2000 to 2001. Schmiede year, 2000 to 2001. All these events took place during this Schmiede year. 37% of the stock market wiped out. The worst foreign attack on American soil ever. Event: the Great Recession, 2007 to 2008. Schmiede year, September 2007 to September 2008. Worst financial crash since the Great Depression. 50% of the stock market wiped out. Many are still feeling its effects in 2015. Event? Question mark. September 2015 to September 2016. Schmiede year? September 25, 2014 to September 13, 2015. Solar eclipse on September 13, 2015, and the final blood moon on September 28, 2015. Only God knows what's coming. Jonathan Kahn writes, "We have now looked at the majority of the greatest long-term collapses in stock market history and found an amazing thing. The majority happened according to the timing of the ancient Shemitah, and the connection is not minimal. Rather, the average overlap of the Shemitah to the collapse of the stock market is 85%. If we alter the parameters to include the greatest long-term collapses from the time of the Great Depression onward, the results are just as striking. Of these, over 70% of them happen according to the timing of the Shemitah. Of the top five of these crashes, 80% of them take place according to the timing of the Shemitah. As for the two top greatest crashes, it becomes 100%. We have opened up the first mystery, a mystery of two realities: the greatest stock market collapses of modern time, and an ancient ordinance from Scripture. These two realities would appear worlds apart. How could they possibly be joined in any way? And yet they are bound together strangely and inexplicably." End of quote. America and this world have cast off God's word, and His judgment has already begun. Is it possible we are standing on the cusp of the great 7-year tribulation period? If we are, expect things like an unusual alignment of solar eclipses and blood moons. Expect wickedness to peak with a total disregard for God's word. Expect stars falling from heaven like figs. Expect unprecedented earthquakes in quantity and magnitude. Expect mountain ridges to fall down flat and islands to disappear. Expect tsunamis like the world's most vivid imaginations have never considered. Expect the book of Revelation in every detail. Expect Jesus Christ to come for the born again, when we will meet Him in the clouds. If you're not ready, click on the Further with Jesus now. God said, Joel chapter 2, 30 and 31, "And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come." God said, Exodus 23, 10 and 11, "In 6 years thou shalt sow thy field and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beast of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard." God said, Matthew 24, 29 through 25, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Man said, These doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end of the world and certainly no judgment day. Now you have the record.